Wes Nolte posted a great tip on his blog Silver Lining on passing JavaScript values to an Apex controller. After reading his post, I realized that there is another way to skin that cat using action function and param tags. Action function results in a JavaScript function being rendered on the page. Once that function is rendered on the page, you can exercise it from within other JavaScript. The function that is rendered will cause a post to be executed in the same way a command button or command link will. A common technique for form posts is to create properties of getter/setter pairs for fields in your Apex class that can be bound to hidden input fields on the form. But, what if you don't want or need to persist the data from your post? You may want to send some values that have been obtained via JavaScript to the controller to use in the action but don't need to be persisted in the view state. You can do this with a param tag. The following visual force page illustrates this concept. Apex page controller equals action page controller greater than. Apex form greater than. Apex action function name equals hit me action equals exclamation mark I want match values, re-render equals JSON values greater than. Apex param name equals one value equals greater than. Apex param name equals two value equals greater than. / apex action function. Apex output panel it equals JSON values greater than. Apex output text value equals value 1. Exclamation mark value 1. BR. Apex output text value equals value 2. Exclamation mark value 2. BR greater than. / apex output panel. Span style equals cursor pointer. On click equals hit me date. Best shot greater than hit me / span. / apex form / apex page. When the page above is rendered, a JavaScript function called hitme will be created. You can see that I'm hooking the onClick event of the standard HTML span tag to invoke the hitme method. I'm passing in a new instance of the current date and time followed by a JavaScript string value. The controller is show below. Public with sharing class action page controller. Public string value 1 get set, public string value 2, get, set. Public page reference I, want, match values. Value 1 equals apex pages dot current page. Get parameters. Get 1. Value 2 equals apex pages dot current page. Get parameters. Get 2. Return null. Here I have created two properties to hold the values passed in. This is for illustration purposes. I could easily choose not save either of the values. The key is that I am getting access to the JavaScript values through the current page. Get parameters map. To see what is happening, it's useful to look at the firebug log of the action function post. Screen capture 182. You can see that the param tags caused a post parameters to be included in the post, 1 and 2. The key is that get parameters not only applies to URL query parameters but also to post parameters. One thing to keep in mind is that the order that you define the param tags is the order that you should pass your values to the action function generated JavaScript function. You are essentially defining the signature of the generated JavaScript function with action function myfunc param 1 param 2 to result in function myfunc 1 2. You can give this a try by pasting the page code into a new page and the controller code into a new Apex class. Cheers. Dev. Angel.